This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator, Terry Pluto. The Cleveland Browns open training camp tomorrow with high hopes and hype surrounding the upcoming season. The team that went 0-16 in 2017 is now considered to be a playoff contender. Terry, fans will be flocking to Berea over the next month to get a glimpse at this revamped team.
Fans gobbled up every ticket to see all the practices that are open, most of which you will not see a lot of hitting because they only hit some of the time. In other words, they only put the pads on. You're going to still see a lot of touch football. I doubt anywhere in the history of sports has a 7-8-1 team, that's what the record was last year, generated so much excitement going into the following year as this one. But the main thing that you've got, and this is one of the things I've noticed from the fans, is that I'm so looking forward to Sundays. Because part of the NFL, it's a TV show. All week is like the build-up to the games.
Well, this team looks a lot different this season. I mean, you have Baker Mayfield coming back after his successful breakout season as quarterback.
Right, who was the quarterback a year ago at this time?
It's hard to remember, but it was Tyrod Taylor,
now a backup with the Chargers.
So he's gone. Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield's the big star, and then they added the other big name, Odell Beckham Jr., the wide receiver.
Exactly, to join up with Jarvis Landry. If he stays healthy, remember he's missed 16 of the last 32 games with some significant injuries, but when he plays, Pro Bowl caliber. But there's even a couple smaller things, like the running back right now is?
Nick Chubb,
same draft as Baker Mayfield. You know, this guy's Pro Bowl ability, big-time player. And see, here's the other thing, reason why the fans got so excited last year, along with the winning. Well, you yourself, did you like watching Baker Mayfield play?
Oh, it was thrilling. Exactly. He was a lot of fun to watch.
Exactly. The ball went down the field, whether he threw it or ran it. They put the ball in the end zone. When the Browns were so dismal, not only were they bad, you know, they couldn't get in the end zone. Once Mayfield got in there, once Nick Chubb took over at running back a year ago, mm-hmm. once Freddie Kitchens began calling the plays, it became entertaining. I don't know how many games they're going to win. I've got them in pencil, and I've written my prediction 9-7.
You know, okay.
By the way, I wrote that, and people were like all upset.
Yeah.
I'm like, folks, you were like 4-44 from 2015, 16, and 17. 4-44, and you're 7-8, and you're upset about 9-7? That's the only thing about this, you know, the exuberance here is you just don't want it to be so over the top that people get disappointed by what should be a pretty good football team.
What does it do to the players to feel this much pressure going into a season?
It's odd because they're coming from so many different places. Not only the players, the coaches. You know, Freddie Kitchens, at this point last year, I doubt anybody but hardcore Browns fans knew his name. Right now he's the head coach. This point a year ago, he wasn't the offensive coordinator. He wasn't the head coach. He was running backs coach. And the offensive coordinator, Todd Monken, said he admitted that the coaches themselves have to get to know each other to work together. Because remember, football is very collaborative on game plans and things. And then you have all the players coming from all the different teams also. That's why it could be a little rocky early, and it could be kind of like last year where they really kick it into gear as the season goes along. But there is a reason to talk about that. I mean, this engine has some high octane.
Well, it's a whole different dynamic going into training camp this year with all of this excitement, and it's only going to continue to intensify.
Right, Amanda. You look at the early schedule, Monday night in New York, Monday night game against San Francisco. Huh. I think they've got 4 primetime games. They could get some more. It is exciting because you and I know we were dealing with the Browns for years. We've been doing this for 11 years now.
Yeah.
And, you know, so many of those years, it's just the coaching change, who's going to be the next GM.
Who's going to be the next quarterback.
The never-ending quarterback. I got an email from a guy, Browns fan now living in Minot, North Dakota. He writes, this is the first time in a long time I'm more excited about the regular season than I am the upcoming draft. Because that was it. The Browns fans will live for the draft.
And that sums it up right there, that comment.
It really did to me.
It's officially Brown season, I guess, huh? In July?
Yes, it is.
All right, Terry, thanks.
You're welcome.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports at WKSU.org. He talks about how the Indians may change their strategy heading into next week's trade deadline.